Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents are reaching out, asking about their little ones who watch from the sidelines during circle time, who hesitate before joining group games, who seem to prefer observing rather than jumping right in. And I want you to know something really important right now. If this is your child, you are not alone, and your child is absolutely, perfectly okay. In fact, what you're seeing isn't a problem at all. It's something wonderful happening in your child's brilliant little brain. Let me share what the magic book taught me about this, because it changed everything for me, and I think it might change everything for you too. When your 3 or 4 year old stands back and watches the other children play, when they hold your hand a little tighter before joining the group, when they need a few extra minutes to warm up to circle time, they're not being difficult. They're not being shy in a way that needs fixing. They're doing something incredibly smart. They're learning. Research from the American Academy of Pediatrics shows us that when young children take time to observe before participating, their brains are actually processing so much information. They're watching how the group works. They're noticing the patterns. They're figuring out the social rules. They're preparing themselves to join in a way that feels safe and comfortable. This is called a slow-to-warm-up temperament, and it's one of the normal, healthy ways that children approach the world. About 15 to 20% of children have this beautiful, thoughtful temperament. They're observers first, participants second. And that's not just okay, it's actually a strength. The National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us something really important. Children develop social participation skills when the adults in their lives establish trusting relationships through warmth and patience, model appropriate social behaviors, and provide gentle coaching rather than pressure. Did you catch that? Rather than pressure. Not forcing, not pushing, not worrying. Warmth, patience, and gentle coaching. Here's what the magic book showed me. When we honor a child's pace, when we create low-pressure opportunities for them to interact with peers, when we coach social skills in the moment with love and encouragement, and when we celebrate every small step toward participation, we're building the foundation for lifelong social confidence. But when we push, when we label them as shy or difficult, when we show frustration or worry, we can actually increase their anxiety about group activities. We want to do the opposite. We want to be their safe harbor, their cheerleader, their gentle guide. So what does this look like in real life? Let me share some beautiful strategies that really work. First, arrive early to group activities when possible. This gives your child time to explore the space when it's quiet, to get comfortable with the environment before other children arrive. They can touch the toys, see where things are, feel safe in the space. Then, when friends arrive, they're already on familiar ground. Second, stay close at first. Sit nearby during circle time. Hold their hand during group games. Your presence is their security blanket. As they gain confidence, you can gradually move a little further away. But there's no rush. Some children need weeks or even months of this gentle support, and that's perfectly normal. Third, narrate what you see with warmth and encouragement. You might say, you're watching how the other children are playing with the blocks. You're learning so much by observing. Or I notice you're listening to the teacher from right here next to me. Your ears are working so well. This helps them understand that observation is participation. It's valuable. It's learning. Fourth, celebrate small steps with genuine enthusiasm. When they take one step closer to the group, when they answer a question during circle time, when they hand a toy to another child, notice it. You joined the circle today. I saw that. You're so brave. These moments matter so much. And fifth, never force participation. If they're not ready to join the dance, that's okay. They can watch. If they don't want to sing during music time, they can listen. Forcing creates anxiety. Allowing creates safety. And from safety, confidence grows. Now, I want to tell you about a story that the magic book and I created specifically for children who are learning about group participation. It's called The Singing Circle of Second Chances, and it's one of my favorites. In this story, two friends named Anya and Noah discover a magical folk music circle where instruments gently encourage learning through mistakes. They learn something wonderful, that every wrong note helps create more beautiful melodies together, that joining group activities isn't about being perfect. It's about learning and growing with friends. When Anya and Noah first arrive at the music circle, they feel nervous. They're not sure if they should join, but the instruments whisper to them, "Come, try, learn with us." There are no mistakes here, only chances to try again. And slowly, gently, they join in. They make sounds that don't quite match at first, but the circle welcomes every note. And together, they create something beautiful. This story shows children that group activities are safe spaces for learning, that everyone is figuring things out together, that participation is about the journey, not perfection, and that taking your time to join is absolutely okay. After you read this story with your child, you can remind them that group activities are just like the music circle. Everyone is learning together. There are no mistakes, only chances to try again with friends. And you can take all the time you need to feel ready. You know what else the research tells us? Children whose parents respond to social hesitation with patience and gentle support develop stronger social confidence over time compared to children who are pushed or labeled as difficult. Your understanding, your patience, your gentle encouragement, it's not just kind, it's actually the most effective approach. Dr. Jeannie Ho, an expert in early childhood education, says that coaching on the spot helps children realize what they're doing, understand how their actions affect others, and choose positive alternatives. So when your child does take a step toward participation, you can say, "I saw you smile at that friend. That was so kind." Or you joined the circle. The other children were happy to have you there. This gentle coaching, combined with your warm presence and patient support, creates exactly what your child needs to build confidence. I want you to know something really important, my wonderful friend. Your child's hesitation before joining group activities isn't something to fix. It's something to honor. It's their unique way of approaching the world. It's their brain doing exactly what it needs to do to feel safe and learn effectively. Some children jump right in. Some children watch first. Both are perfect. Both are learning. Both are exactly where they need to be. Your job isn't to change your child. Your job is to be their safe place, their encouragement, their gentle guide. And you're doing that beautifully. The Magic Book and I created the Book of Inara to support you and your child through all of these moments. Every story is designed to help children understand their feelings, build confidence, and learn important life skills in a gentle, magical way. You can find the Singing Circle of Second Chances and hundreds of other stories in the Book of Inara app. Each story is personalized with your child's name, making them the hero of their own adventure. And each story is crafted with love to support their emotional growth. So here's what I want you to remember, my friend. Your child is learning. Your child is growing. Your child is exactly where they need to be. And with your patient, loving support, they will develop the social confidence to participate in group activities in their own perfect time. Keep being the wonderful, understanding parent you are. Keep honoring your child's pace. Keep celebrating small steps. Keep providing that warm, safe presence. You've got this. Your child has got this. And the Magic Book and I are here to support you every step of the way. Sweet dreams and joyful days, my wonderful friend. Until our next adventure together.